Holy Waters of the Ancestral Homeland of Mankind. Introduction. The problem of locating the original homeland of the Indo-European peoples has long confronted scholars. The discovery of Sanskrit, the first texts written in it, and the resulting fascination with ancient Indian culture were decisive for the emergence of Indo-European studies. A phenomenon most vividly reflected in von Schlegel's book On the Language and Wisdom of the Indians, 1808. Von Schlegel, the first to propose a single original homeland for all Indo-Europeans, located this original homeland in Hindustan. However, this assumption was soon proven erroneous, as before the arrival of the Aryan tribes, India was inhabited by representatives of a different language family and a different, distinct type, the Black Dravidians. However, this idea is shared by a significant number of Hindu scholars and politicians of the Khandatva school. Modern anthropologists believe that modern European humans developed in Eastern Europe between the Dnieper, Don, and Volga rivers. There are simply no early finds in other regions. Until the early 1930s, the Soviet historical school based its definition of the Indo-European homeland on the works of A. Shakhmatov and L. I. Naderle. Based on natural geographical factors, the Indo-European homeland was located in Moravia and Silesia. Meanwhile, the homeland of the Eastern Indo-Europeans, Slavs, Armenians, and Indo-Iranians, was located in the Moscow and Tver regions, in the upper reaches of the Dnieper. It was assumed that the Eastern Indo-Europeans later migrated south along the Dnieper to the Black Sea region, where the Aryan Indo-Iranians formed, then migrated from the Don to Iran and India. The Slavic homeland was located from Prussia to Skaf, along the banks of the Niemen, Dvina, and the Gulf of Riga. The Slavs then migrated to Poland and further to the Balkans, Carpathians, and Ukraine. But then, in 1929, Russian history itself was recognized as counter-revolutionary. And in 1932-36, the Homeland Theory was declared by communist ideologists to be non-Bolshevik, fascist, and anti-scientific. Russian Historical Atlas by K. Kadryashev. It should be noted that since the 1930s, a primitive theory has prevailed in Russia that all Eastern European hydronyms derive from an extinct Finno-Ugric language. Proponents of this theory typically consider themselves descendants of certain Finno-Ugric women raped by the Tatar Mongols in the 13th century, and for this reason, they passed on the Russian language and customs to their descendants. Kievan Rus, which existed before this time, is somehow forgotten. Not only the name of the river Yelna, Fjord 3, which is clearly of Slavic origin, is considered Finno-Ugric. According to this theory, the hydronym Bolka, Bim, is taken from the Mardvinville, village. One Russian researcher found that in the names, the word Azera, lake, is a colloquy of Finno-Ugric terms that have not survived to this day. The word Rika, river, comes from the word Rachei, and the word Rachei, stream, from the Finno-Ugric word Iga, the source of which is unknown. Moreover, in his opinion, the words Rika, Rachei, Azera in the names of rivers, streams, and lakes have nothing in common with the Slavic words Rika, Rachei, Azera. To determine the meanings of East Slavic hydronyms, a method is used to blend words from various Finnic and Ugric languages into a single hydronym. In other cases, such a hodgepodge is not used. The latest trend among Russian Finno-Ugric scholars is to write all words in Latin. Since the Koumi and, for example, the Mari use Cyrillic, each OTS notation ends up being unique, different from the others, and unclear as to what the original designation is. But it is confusing and scientific. The entire Finno-Ugric theory is a quasi-scientific invention, with no basis in reality other than a translation error from German into Russian of early 19th century works on Northern ethnography, later creatively developed by communist scholarship. Of course, not all Soviet science supported such fabrications. The works of N. A. Bryasov, N. S. Dershavin, B. V. Gornan, N. R. Gseva, V. V. Ivanov, archaeologists, V. N. Danilenko, N. A. Chmikhov, and U. A. Shilov, and many other genuine scholars are well known.